don't know about you, but if I were the 10th of 15 children, it'd be easy to get lost in the crowd. But Leona Mitchell didn't use her large family as an excuse to fade into the background. She told OETA's Jerry Bonds in 2010 that a life-changing teacher took her under her wing.
Her name was Maureen Preeby, and she physically came and got me every morning to teach me opera. And I sang from Aida in high school, and she taught it to me, and she told me that if you would just go with me and promise me that you would go to OCU and just audition for me, because I wanted to go elsewhere. I wanted to be in education.
Oklahoma City University offered Mitchell its first ever vocal scholarship so she could attend school. And after she graduated, she traveled to San Francisco and debuted with the city's opera at 23. After her time on the West Coast, she left to study at Juilliard in New York City.
That's when I exploded, because I went to New York and New York press heard me. From 1 year at being at Juilliard doing an opera, La Boheme, I was asked, could I come to the Met the next year? It was that amazing, because normally that's not how it happened. You have to usually go and do your duty in Europe, but I was asked to do Michaela at the Met, and then from then on I was there for 18 years.
But she didn't just limit herself to the European classics. One day, still a 23-year-old, she tried out for a supporting role in George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess.
After I auditioned with The Summertime, the lady producer, Ella Gerber was her name. She said, okay, Leona, now we've heard that. Now who are we going to get to do Bess if you sang that like that? And I thought, I can't sing Bess. That's for a more mature voice. And I told her that, and she says, no, I will work with you, and you have to be my Bess. And that started out, and I got to do Bess in the recording, and I did it all over the country, too.
She earned a Grammy Award for that album, the first complete stereo recording of Gershwin's standard. Mitchell moved back to the Heartland in 2001, and she's still in the public eye. The operatic soprano hosts the first session of a two-part masterclass this Saturday at 1 p.m. Part 2 takes place on May 25th. For KGOU, I'm Kate Carlton.